Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So how are you going to live your lives, friends, after the coronavirus nightmare, or rather the response to the nightmare, is over? How are you going to live your life? Are you going to live it in fear? Or are you going to live? Are you going to be more cautious about certain things? Are you going to just live life and expect that probably you're going to be exposed to some things at some point that you may not like, but that you may not get sick from, and that you might build immunity? So a lot to unpack with that topic, and it is. I've got a very long show planned for you. I will have it up on my Facebook page, and I am working diligently, getting caught up on all my podcasts, which you'll be able to hear once I get them done, folks. I'm working on them every evening because I want to get caught up. So how are you going to live your life? Are you going to live in fear? Are you going to cower in fear? What makes up life? I saw an interesting tweet, and the reason I'm asking this is because we're talking about holding a church service on May 17th, 10 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol building. Now, what's Kate going to do if we do that? You see, today, Kate is having a news conference at 11 a.m., and she supposedly is going to be talking about how businesses and counties can reopen. Not a word, apparently, so far anyway, about churches. Yet, the Archdiocese of Portland has said that they're going to reopen 152 churches all around Oregon this week, folks. This week. That was a story from 2 days ago. It's on the Oregon Faith Report, by the way. You can see all of that on OregonWatchdog.com. So here on Political Coffee, politics over a cup of coffee, I want you to contemplate this. Is it worth it to live your life without fear? Fear of anything. You see, the tweet that I'm referring to is from Alex Berenson, who has been known to be a left-wing reporter, was with, I believe, either the Washington Post or the New York Times. I'm trying to remember what it is. But he's been counter left-wing mainstream media narrative on this. He's been counter to that. And he's been vilified. Yet he continues. He has a piece called Great Peace Shredding the Lockdowns, even accepting the iffy idea that they actually save lives in the long run. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But this from the retired ex-Supreme Court judge in the United Kingdom in Britain, Lord Sumptum, in the Daily Mail. He wrote a piece blasting the government's lockdown. And here's what he said. Quote, there's more to life than the avoidance of death. Life is a drink with friends. Life is a crowded football match or a live concert. Life is a family celebration. Is that true? What is life to you? How are you going to live your life? Are you going to cower in fear? If you get COVID-19, there is only a 98% chance that you will survive. That's all. You see, immediately one of the people tweeted here, and life can end if you get COVID-19. That's the same argument that's being made and pointed at me and those of you who are going to join us for this church service on the steps of the state capitol at 10 a.m. on May 17th. Fear. Are you going to live your life in fear? What do you say? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220. WTOP.am. I'm going to go to the phones a little bit early here. I'm going to go to Ron. Ron, good morning. You going to live your life in fear, brother?
No way in hell. I'm mad as heck right now. With this policy, I just lost a friend of mine. He's the son of the Red Howl. Because of these things, he probably should have had a heart valve replacement. They delayed him 3 times. Okay? And at the same time, on top of that, you want to know what how it affects? I got 3 families got to move because 2 of the houses been sold underhanded from the people, and they're going to force to move. This situation of locking down this state is unacceptable, immoral, and it's time to get back to business. And if I want to go to church, today is a day of prayer for the Lord. We need to pray, get on our knees, and pray that this government will get off our bum and do what is right. And I am tired of us be living in fear. Fear is a tool of the devil and the common rats that wants to move, whether it's David Goldberg over in Lincoln City and others don't have the cojones to even say or stand up against their own party about this, how it's hurting the community. Shameful. Very shameful. And it's time for people to realize and get off the line and make it happen. That's all I got to say, Jeff.
You're right, brother. Thank you so much. You're right.
God bless you.
We're going to stand up, folks. Now, we're not alone. You see, if the Archdiocese of Portland, and by the way, nobody seems to know, again, does the governor's extension of her emergency declaration, the implication from the governor's office is, well, it is the legal authority by which she does everything else, like the lockdown order, which has been proven statistically to be the worst thing you can do. Because that's how you get diseases in confined spaces over a long period of time. And again, I go back to ProfessorHinckley.com. Check it out. Go back to the study from Professor Hendrik Streeck from the University of Bonn in Germany. They did a study in one of the hardest hit regions of Germany, Heinsberg. And you know what they concluded? A quote, Professor Streeck, there is no significant risk of catching the disease when you go shopping. Severe outbreaks of the infection were always a result of people being closer together over a longer period of time. When we took samples from door handles, phones, or toilets, it has not been possible to cultivate the virus in the laboratory on the basis of these swabs. Now, there's more, and you can read it for yourself. I'm not going to get into it. My point is this. You can live your life in fear and stay home cowering. Or you can stand up and accept that life comes with some risk. Now, you don't want to take unnecessary risks. But is going to church an unnecessary risk any more than going shopping? At Safeway, I keep going back to that, folks, because it is the truth. You know it. It's common sense. Or any worse than going to Lowe's. Now, you're probably not going to spend a couple of hours in Lowe's. I get that. And you're not going to spend 2 hours shopping generally. I get that also. But 2 hours being socially spaced apart at a worship service on the steps of the Capitol outside is also not going to expose you any further, especially if you're wearing a mask. Not because, and by the way, most of these masks do not prevent you, by and large, from breathing in the coronavirus molecule. Only the N95 masks that fit completely around your face do that, and they're not totally perfect either. There's a reason that surgeons wear these kinds of masks. Why? So they don't infect others. They don't infect their patient. That's why they wash up. That's why they wear the masks and the gowns. Now, yes, sometimes it's so that they don't get infected from, you know, blood spurting or whatever. But my point is, you wear masks so that you don't infect other people around you. But do you need to wear masks? If you're healthy, and I'm going to get to this fake news story about the Washington State, the Walla Walla virus parties. And guess who put that out there? Of course. It has to be a left-wing story. It has to be a left-wing story in, of all people, the New York Times. They've not backtracked. Well, apparently the Walla Walla County health official, as of last night, are backtracking. They're walking back claims that there were parties and that there were infections related to those parties. Nope. Apparently not. It's in the Willamette Week, folks. I've got it on the show plan. But here's the point to you to consider this. The Willamette Week ran a, and I'm going to get Ray and Rebecca in a moment. You guys just hang on for a quick moment because I want to make this point. Willamette Week ran a story about a retired, he's a retired, the Federalist reported this. He's a dermatologist. He's a doctor. Right? He put out Douglas Paradina. This story from actually last month. He put out a article entitled Controlled Voluntary Infection Could Help Counter COVID-19 and Revive the Economy. And it was altered by, he says, by the Federalist to highlight the chicken pox reference. Remember those years ago there were the chicken pox parties? Didn't it work? If your kids get infected with chicken pox, yeah, you get chicken pox. But they never have to worry about it again. Is the same true here? How are you going to live your life after the virus? Are you going to live in fear? Or are you going to be a little more cautious? Do you want to be exposed? Is it okay to be exposed? By the way, Ray and Rebecca, hang on through the break here because I want to get to you when we come back here. Virginia's left-wing governor is fining and threatening a pastor who held a Palm Sunday church service for 16 people in a church that holds 300 people. Yeah, U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is getting involved in that one. And the lawmakers and the pastors are pushing back. It's a CBN article. They're sending a message to the governor that they want religious services resumed immediately. And with the Archdiocese of Portland reopening 152 Catholic churches, what do you think Kate's going to do? There's more. We'll talk about if you're frustrated about your unemployment claim from March not being processed and how Kate thinks that ski resorts are apparently more essential than opening Oregon churches. Oh, boy. Back in a moment, friends. Don't go away. 620. I promise I'll get to your phone calls. Come on and sing my song all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In an email from one of the state employees who shall never be named, who contribute to the show regularly, State Senator Brian Boquist is calling for a special session of the legislature to end the governor's emergency declaration. You know that old adage about a snowball's chance in hell? Pretty well fits it. To the phones. We'll start first with Ray. Ray, good morning. Your thoughts?
Top of the morning to you. I think we should start referring to Kate Brown and reference her the way the Bible does.
Okay.
And, in references to wisdom, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, it refers to the heart of the wise is inclined to the right. The heart of the fool is inclined to the left. I think she deserves a lot of pity. And I think we should refer to her as a fool, just like the Bible does.
Interesting. Now, what's that verse again?
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
Ecclesiastes verse 10. 2. Okay.
But
I will, you know, I probably read that, Ray, but until you just shared that with me, I wasn't making the connection about our politics, right and left.
Think
it makes sense, doesn't it?
When you do what's right, it's righteous. I counted one time there's over 300 references to righteousness and right. And her heart is definitely inclined to the left.
Yeah, it is. And that's why when we get together on the 17th, one of the things that I'm having a meeting today, by the way, with one of the pastors that's helping from Salem, that's helping organize this. And we're going to talk about what our goals are. And one of the things I want to do is I want to invite politicians, including the governor, to come and join us so that we can pray over them.
Could I mention one more thing?
Absolutely.
In choosing leaders, we're instructed to choose those that are wise. In Deuteronomy 1:13, we're to choose leaders that are wise, knowledgeable, and understanding. We're to elect leaders. The Bible says choose, but we're to choose leaders that are wise, knowledgeable, and understanding. And I think we could should refer to Kate with an attitude of pity. So I feel sorry for her. And I don't think we should refer to her with any degree of pride or admiration. And
I completely agree with that. Ray, I'm going to let you go because I want to move on to Rebecca. Excellent points.
Okay.
But believe me, Ray, I don't admire Kate Brown at all. But I still ought to pray for her. There's no question about that. Before we go to Rebecca, I want to thank Avis, by the way, who sent me an email. She had sent Professor Hinckley's latest article to her son, and her son was compelled after reading it to post an opinion letter on Kate's page. Good deal. And Kim, thanks for the great pandemic movie. Folks, go check it out. The pandemic movie, The Fraud. It's very interesting and compelling. So also is if you have been working at home and you got to get rid of all that debris, like clean it up, spring cleaning, maybe you're remodeling and you got some place, or you need some place rather, that you need to get rid of that, go to Clayton Ward Recycling, folks. They've been in the Salem area, right here off the Salem Parkway on Mainline Drive. They've been there for 50 years, family owned and operated. They can take all of that stuff that you've got from yard trimmings. Maybe you are working on the remodel project around the house. They can get rid of it all for you. It's easy in, easy out. There's no waiting. Why don't you check it out? Clayton Ward Recycling. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturdays, 7 to 3. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. Clayton Ward Recycling. Are you going to live your life in fear? Life will end regardless, one Twitter person writes. No one's getting out of here alive. How do you want to spend your life is the question. Cowering in fear forever? Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts?
I wanted to remind everybody about AIDS, which the Democrats have for a long time pushed us into accepting people who are carrying AIDS to be included in society and not quarantined, which AIDS has a 100% death rate. And I grew up in Africa, and in Africa, AIDS was devastating. Millions and millions died. And entire villages were non-existent because of it. 24% death rate among the people, sometimes only children left in places. President Bush did an education program, spent millions of dollars educating the people of Africa, and now it's at 4%. So he did what was necessary after years and years of the Democrats not doing anything there. And then Obama came in and was trying to get the leaders of Africa to accept gay parades and gay clubs and all that kind of stuff. And they put out a video saying, how come we would want to go back to doing the kind of things that that gave us a 24% death rate when we now see how to live that gives us a 4% death rate? And here in America, we have tolerated AIDS in ways that are incredible because that we've been forced to. When they do blood drives, people with AIDS are allowed to give blood. And then supposedly the blood is disposed of privately. And that's all done just so we don't embarrass anybody with AIDS. And AIDS has a 100% death rate. So when we go to the hospital and doctors wear gloves, it was because they started doing that because of AIDS. And I recently went in for something, and the medical personnel changed their gloves every single time.
Thanks, Rebecca. Interesting point. And I think medical personnel were wearing gloves before AIDS, weren't they? 6:30 in the morning, back in a moment. More to come. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us for a little politics with your coffee, here's what we're talking about. So are you going to live your life in fear after the coronavirus thing is over with? Or are you just going to be more cautious? Do you like the idea of living your life in fear? Do you like giving up your liberty? Does life come with risk? And we've talked about that before. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. If you join us on the steps of the Capitol on May 17th, 10 a.m., for a worship service, what do you think Kate will do? And by the way, thanks to a number of you for sending me pictures of the rally at the Capitol this last Saturday. I appreciate that very much. Dave sent me pics, especially of the Antifa folks that were there. One of them, he said, wore a full head helmet with a hard plastic face shield, carried a riot sign around. And then Greg, who was there, sent me some pics. An interesting piece that fear kills the mind. So what a 28-year Army veteran's response is to being, well, 3 more months of lockdown. And he sent some great pictures from the rally. Jairus writes me an email about fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That's Proverbs 9:10. I only fear the Lord, because if I die, I am with Jesus. Well said. I like that. That's pretty good. You know what your percentage is? I mean, if you're going to live in fear, what's your percentage chance of getting over the COVID-19 virus? There's an interesting graphic that you can find out there of all the countries. And in the United States of America, your chance of surviving, of not dying from COVID-19 in America, is 99.983%, as it is around most of the world. How are you going to live your life? Sure is scary, that 99.9%. Here's another tweet from this. I asked a lockdown maniac if she was planning to live forever by staying indoors. Are you going to live your life with fear? Another one here said, I would rather live one great day than 100 more of the type some people are offering. Yeah. Life is not without risk. There is another story, by the way, about if you're frustrated because you haven't been able to get your jobless claim processed in Oregon, even though they've hired hundreds of people, you can't even get through on the phone system, folks. They have a 60,000 case backlog from March. They're just getting to now. Again, who's going to be held accountable, if anybody, for $85 million that was given to the state of Oregon 11 years ago, of which they've only spent $3 million? And what was that spent on? We don't know. We need to know. And I find it interesting that Kate is going to allow ski resorts to open up, but not churches. It's another reason that Brian Boquist, state senator, is calling for a special session of the legislature for the legislature to vote to end the emergency declaration. And in one more thing before I go to the phones, I call it bad optics avoided. The Oregon Department of Revenue has determined that, well, you know, all that PPP money you're getting, all these Oregon employers. Yeah, we're not going to tax it. We're not going to tax the loan forgiveness portion under Oregon's new sales tax for businesses. No, that wouldn't look very good, would it? That would look about as good as the governor of New York saying to all of the volunteers that came to help them out in their crisis from other states, guess what? The time you're here, you gotta pay taxes. Unbelievable. It's the leftist mindset, isn't it? So how are you going to live your life? Are you going to live your life in fear? Or are you just going to live knowing that coronavirus, unless you're an old person with a lot of health problems, you're going to recover 99.982% in America, and it's even higher in Oregon, that you're not going to die from it. To the phones. We'll start first with Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts and welcome.
Yeah, Jeff. I don't know which queen bee sting that I'm going to die from, the killer bee or the queen bee at the Capitol. Kate, queen bee of the hive, you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. My answer is May 17th, the resistance. Church, we may not have our assembly halls after bankruptcy. Church, we may not have our school assembly halls after bankruptcy. Church, we may not have our hospitals of faith after bankruptcy. This is called siege in old Europe, forcing you out of existence. So that's what I wanted to say today.
Pretty good. I like it.
I had a question. How many people do you think we could fit? Could 50,000 people fit in that area downtown if we had that many or more?
Not if we were maintaining 6 feet, no. If we're going to maintain, and I would suggest this, I think this is important that we show everybody that we can be just as socially responsible as going to Safeway or Lowe's by putting on masks, even though I don't believe it's worth much. But you put on a mask and you maintain 6 feet. If we had 3,000 or 4,000 Christians show up Sunday morning, May 17th, 10 a.m., and we social distance, Glenn, we're going to fill up an awful lot of the Capitol grounds and the Capitol Mall space. We wouldn't be able to put 50,000 people in it, but I would love to have 50,000 people show up. You want to talk about scare Kate Brown and the regressive totalitarian Marxist, the beehive? That was brilliant, by the way. Well done.
I think there's a possibility of greater than 50,000. I was at a Billy Graham crusade in 1991. They had 250,000 in Central Park.
It's an amazing thing. Glenn, thank you. Got to let you go because I want to move on in just a momento. I want to remind you, friends, if you want to keep your home safe, you know this. I've been telling you about Professor Hinckley, right? If you read the piece at ProfessorHinckley.com, it is inescapable that the preponderance of actual evidence is if you are cooped up at home for long periods of time with somebody who's got the virus, you're going to get it. One of the ways you can avoid it is to talk to the folks at Freedom Heating and Air. Yeah, because they can help kill the virus. How? With great filtration systems that kill the virus. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. They are another one of our great local companies. They've been in business here well over 40 years in Salem. They got a great reputation. They can help keep your home safe. Spend some of your money with so many of our great advertisers that need you. They need you right now, folks. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. Check it out. Do business with them. Let's go to the phones and go to Art. Art, good morning, brother. What say you this day?
Well, Jeff, I would rather live in faith than cower in fear. I would rather be optimistic than pessimistic.
And well said. Can you speak closer to your phone?
I'll speak up.
Much better.
Okay. So, anyways, as far as my need for nourishment, I don't live by bread alone. I live with my faith and optimism and all that. And so, obviously, the Constitution says those are my rights. And I'm not going to allow Kate to take them away from me, period. She's violating the law if she does. And so I'm going to move forward. And sorry you got blamed for being a bad guy, Jeff, just because you wanted to feed and be optimistic and all that kind of good stuff from that lady. But anyway, that's how I look at it, Jeff. Have a great day.
You too, brother, and you're right on. We're not going to live in here. Back in a moment, friends, 503-589-1220. I've got lots of great emails to share with you, too. Jeff@1220.am.
No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration.
Stop the car, we gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. So thanks to some great emails that I've been getting from y'all. I say y'all. I learned to say that back when I went to school in Michigan. It's just something I picked up, friends. Sorry about that. Corby writes me an email. He says, maybe they should unabbreviate the name and of COVID-19 and call it covert 2019 weaponized viral virus. Way past time to get Oregon up and rolling. Couldn't agree more. Bill writes an interesting thing that I think also has some absolute logic to it. It says face mask and hypoxia. Hypoxia is the lack of oxygen to your system. And if you're wearing a face mask, you're rebreathing a lot of what you're exhaling. So you're not getting all the oxygen into your system that's needed, in my opinion. That being the case over a period of time, that would affect your system and possibly reduce your immunity system. Personally, I refuse to wear a mask. And if I come to the service meeting at the Capitol, I will not wear a mask. Fair enough. You'll be one of the people that the news media focuses on. You say, see? See, these Christians are unresponsible. Kate needs to keep them locked down. That's what they'll say. Thanks, Anne Marie. The actual verse from Ecclesiastes is Ecclesiastes 10, verse 2. From the New American Standard Version, it says this, the heart of the wise directs him towards the right, and the heart of the fool is directed to the left. Maybe that's where we got the right and left in politics, huh? The fools are the ones on the left. Isn't that obvious, though, by their ideas, their policies? Marxism that destroys human initiative, socialism, free stuff. I think so. Rosalie sent me, by the way, a great piece, Judge Andrew Napolitano, on the coronavirus crisis. Does America still have a constitution? She writes this. I think that pastors should open their churches because Kate can't do anything to stop them. She's opening herself up for prosecution, according to Judge Napolitano. By the way, can you imagine how this would be playing out if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency and had a leftist attorney general in there rather than one who actually respects the Constitution? Wow. Stunning to think. It really is. So it is also important to remind you, talking about the immune system and Bill's point about wearing a face mask. If you wear one of the N95 masks that I use around the farm all the time, you know, when I'm blowing off equipment, you've heard me say this, I don't want to be breathing in all that dust. So I got a really tight-fitting mask. Now, that also means I'm rebreathing a lot of my air. Maybe that would impact my immunity system over a long period of time. And believe me, I take those things off as soon as I'm done blowing off the machinery. But I'll tell you, one of the ways you can build your immune system, I'm quite serious with this, is by taking CBD. I do, and I think you should. It helps me, and it helps a lot of people with various illnesses. In fact, for epilepsy, CBD is actually part of an approved FDA drug. Now, I buy my CBD from Pro Bioscience right here in Salem, and it's Oregon-grown. You know you're getting the highest quality product. It's very well priced, but even more importantly, during the month of May, if you go online and order and use the discount code MOM, Mother's Day Sunday, right? Use MOM, M-O-M, you get a 15% discount. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. One of the things that Rebecca said, she wasn't able to respond to my parting comment about wearing gloves. She said, well, previously they were really only worn during medical procedures for sterile reasons. After AIDS, it was to protect the one giving the care from contracting the blood or body fluids of a person with AIDS. And that is true. In the time that I spent in the fire service going on scene to car wrecks and those kinds of things, we always put on gloves because you never know what you're going to roll up on and who's got what. And, you know, we didn't used to wear face shields or masks, that kind of thing, but they are in this day and age. It's much more difficult. Switching gears just slightly here, I want to say this. If you are thinking of coming to the May 17th church service that we're going to hold on the steps of the Capitol building, 10 a.m., do so with the right attitude. And this is what I mean. We want to have a good outcome of this. Yes, we want to stand up for our liberty. There's no question about it. But we also want our time there that we would normally be in church to be fruitful. And by that, I mean actually achieve something through prayer, through worship. And that's why I want to say to you that I intend to invite all of our legislative leaders, Peter Courtney, Tina Kotek, and the governor, along with all the legislature, come and join us. City council people. And I want us to specifically pray for them. While if they show up, literally, to lay hands and to pray on them, pray for them. You see, that's the right attitude. I think that's Christ's attitude that he would have if he were the person putting this thing on. Having the right attitude shows in your life. And we want this to be a good experience. We want it to be send a powerful message to the governor. I would love to have 50,000 people show up. I'd love to have churches come from all over the state. Pastors, priests, rabbis. I'd love all of that. I hope we can make that happen. But we have to make it happen. I should have a Facebook page available for you soon. We're going to flesh out more details in a meeting today, so I'll be able to report more things to you back tomorrow. Talking about attitude in terms of your faith, you got to live it every day, right? That's why I say we need to pray for Kate Brown and all of our leaders, and certainly Donald Trump and the leaders of Congress. Yes, even Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Living your life. Eric Hazer at Righteous Renovations lives his faith in his business. He can come and do some great remodeling work for you. He can fix things. And you don't take my word for it. Just go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Another great local business that needs our support. righteousrenovations.com. Don't live your life in fear, folks. Don't. Fear is not of God, and it's not good or healthy for you. Live your life. Live it. I'm back tomorrow, friends. I hope you are too. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Yeah.